Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, how are you doing in your neighborhood? What's the weather like? In Las Vegas, it's a little drizzy, drizzling a little bit. We have a little light rain, but it's about 70 degrees, so it's nice and warm. We're just having a little storm passing through, coming from California. So we're experiencing a little light drizzle out on the home front here in Las Vegas. But that's okay, because tomorrow it'll be 80 degrees, and the day after that it'll be in the early 90s. So the weather is heating up in Las Vegas. It's getting ready to be summertime in Las Vegas. Yep, we're in springtime. But the summertime is coming right around the corner, and it's getting ready to land in the valley. That's here in Las Vegas, in the desert of Nevada. So we're going to sit back and enjoy the weather, and we're going to enjoy this little piece of rain that we got. It's a good thing. It hasn't been raining all day. It's just been raining for a couple of hours, just a little light drizzle. It's not even measurable on the scale of rain in the city. So it's just a little light rain coming through from California, from the storm that they have passing through the west. And so Las Vegas is getting a little drizzle. But that's okay. We don't mind. Everybody's still on the strip, walking up and down the strip. They're still going to the casinos. They're still going to the restaurants. And they're still drinking and eating like usual. And we got all this entertainment on the strip. They got the new entertainers coming to town doing their residencies. And we got some new casinos that did some remodeling. So now they're really trying to do some elaborate shows on their property. So it's a good thing in Las Vegas. We have really good show places to do shows at. So Las Vegas is the place to be. So make your trip. Make your plans to come to Las Vegas for this summer. And enjoy a couple of weeks here and do some gambling and do some drinking and eat some good food and spend the night in some great hotels. So it's a nice place to visit. It's a great place to be all day long. That's right. Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and it's a great place to be. And I'm loving it here. Yes, I am. All right. Well, I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm welcoming you to today's radio show. Today, the show is dedicated to helping the homeless improve their situation. Now, I have put in a request to get some money to come from Washington to help the homeless situation in Las Vegas. And I'm still waiting on a response from my request, but it's okay. We know that it's in the works, and they will be dropping some money off in Las Vegas, because we're the eighth largest homeless population in the country. So we got 25,000 homeless people in Las Vegas. So they need to do something about that. And I don't know why we don't have the casinos and the gaming halls, the gambling spots, and the restaurants in Las Vegas that are taking care of the homeless. I don't know why they're not doing nothing like that. But with me running for president in my platform of America 2.0, that's right, I'm building a new America, and it's going to be 2.0. And I'm going to take care of all the homeless people. We're going to build buildings to house the homeless. We're going to build restaurants to feed all the homeless. We're going to build chow halls to feed all the homeless people. And we're going to make life very comfortable for people that are homeless. We're taking them off the street, because that's what America is about. We're used to taking in the immigrants and the travelers. So Las Vegas is no exception. We are used to taking in everybody that wants to come see the talent and the entertainment that Nevada provides. And not just Las Vegas, but all of the cities in Nevada that do the entertainment thing. So that's what we're used to. And we're doing that all over America, because we're taking in immigrants on the East Coast. They come in by the Statue of Liberty. And on the West Coast, they're coming in on California, and they're coming in from the South through Mexico, and they're coming in from the north through Canada. So we got immigrants coming from all over. Everybody wants to come to America. Come into America. Hey, it's the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's America for you. USA, the United States of America. And I'm G Money. And I'm running for president. And my platform is America 2.0. That's right. I'm building a new America. We're improving in all aspects of our American life and situation. America. Yes, I am. All right. Well, today, like I said, we've dedicated the show to helping the homeless out. So, DJ Papa D, if you're there, drop off that spot where we tell homeless people where to eat. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
The organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact MEANS. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS, and register your store or your restaurant And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you. I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. The fundraiser is in the month of April, so look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
That we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Oh, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. The rain has stopped. We had a slight sprinkle shower that blessed Las Vegas in the morning. But the weather's still beautiful, and the heat, it's getting hotter. It's 75 degrees right now, and tomorrow it's predicted to be in the 80s. And then next week, during spring break, it's going to be in the 90s. So Las Vegas is getting their summer ready for the heat to take over. Yes, it's a beautiful time to come to Vegas and enjoy the shows, to enjoy the alcohol, to enjoy the food, and to enjoy the housing in Las Vegas. Everything is beautiful in Las Vegas. Yes, it is. It's a great place to be. And I'm so glad I'm here. It's a wonderful place in the neighborhood. Ha ha. Yes, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And it's going to be great for this summer. They got a lot of acts that are scheduling their residency and Las Vegas shows in Las Vegas at the casinos. They're registering now for their shows. But I'll tell you more about that Monday through Thursday. Today's show is dedicated to the homeless, so I won't talk a whole lot today. I'll just let you hear the information that we have for the homeless situation. And I want to let you know that I'm running for president, and my platform is America 2.0. That's right. I'm building new America. All of the situations that we have that have gone crazy in Washington, I'm going to put it straight. I'm going to do something to make America great again. That's right. I'm going to improve America. We're going to have America 2.0. That's what I call it, because I'm going to make new America. That's right. We're taking all the immigrants, and we're letting everybody in at the border. Yeah, that's my platform. Let everybody in. We have all of the immigrants coming in, and let them get their jobs and pay their taxes, because the government needs their money, because we have things to do with the money in America. So everybody needs to chip in and do what they can to help improve America. That's right. We need the Statue of Liberty to be painted or to be washed, because that's the entry point on the East Coast for everybody coming to America. And we've had that statue in the harbor of New York for over 100 years or so. So we think we need to give her a bath. We need to clean her up and make her shine so that people can see that America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And it's beautiful when you come to America. And we need to open the borders and let all the immigrants in, because we need somebody to pick the cotton and pick the fruit and pick the vegetables, because, you know, black people ain't doing that no more. We're playing in the NBA. We're playing in the NFL. We're playing in the major leagues. We're actors and singers and rappers now. So we're making millions. So we don't do that menial work no more. We're saving that for everybody else. That's the jobs for the new people coming in. We can give them jobs so they can stay busy and help America improve themselves. Yep. That's my platform as running for president. I want to open the borders and clean up our infrastructure, you know, take care of the bridges and the freeways and the highways. Yeah, we need to fix all of that. And we need to take care of the homeless situation, especially the vets that are coming back from war. And they have post-traumatic stress syndrome? Yeah, we need to put them in housing and put them in some medical facilities so they can see some doctors and talk with some psychologists and some psychiatrists and do group therapy until they relax and they get to have a normal behavior so they can live among the people in peace and harmony. That's what they need to do. So that's part of my platform. We need to take care of the vets coming back from anywhere where they've been in a war zone. They need to come back to America and be able to relax and live among the people, raise their families, take care of their children. Yep, that's what I say. So if you agree with me, well, support my mission to be president. You know, I need campaign money. So donate to me and just give me a little bit. You don't have to give a whole lot. Just everybody give me a little bit. And when I take over America, you'll see the change, what I'm talking about. So anyway, back to the show. DJ Papa D, drop some comedy spots and play some music. I want to relax on the day as we talk about the homeless. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
Thank you.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Just a word to all the homeless people that are listening to this show. I wanted to give you some tips on where to find blankets and where to find extra clothes. If you go into the dumpsters at the apartment complex, because when people move out of the apartment, the maintenance people go in and clean up the apartment, and anything that's left in the apartment, they throw it out. And if you go through the dumpsters, you may actually find some blankets that could actually keep you warm. And that's my tip to you as a homeless person. I want to give some hints to people living in Las Vegas. There's what they call Church Row, where you can go and get clothes. And the churches are located on C Street on the east side of Vegas, all the way to H Street, and on Washington Avenue, which is on the south side of Vegas, all the way up to Harris Avenue. So between those four streets, they have a list of residential streets, and all of these streets have churches on them. And if you get there early, you can get the best pick of clothes so you can get warm for the winter. And you tell them G Money sent you. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Well, let's see. I don't have a story to tell you, because today's show is dedicated to helping the homeless. Unless I was going to tell you about a homeless camp that I ran in Las Vegas, but I've already talked about that. So I don't really want to tell another story like that, because that's kind of depressing. You know, people were sleeping in cardboard boxes and sleeping in the desert. Yeah, that's kind of depressing. So I want to say something that's going to uplift the homeless people. I want them to think good things are happening. I think I mentioned that I have money coming from Washington to help the homeless situation in all of the cities in America. But I'm expecting money to be dropped off in Las Vegas so that we can help build some buildings, some apartment complexes, and we're going to put homeless people in the complex. That's right. We're going to have complexes dedicated to just women. We're going to have complexes dedicated to just boys. I'm thinking high school age boys that are homeless. Wow, I didn't know it was so many of them. And we got to have buildings for mothers and kids, young kids, and buildings for men, like veterans that are homeless in Las Vegas. Yep, I want to build restaurants or chow halls for all the homeless to be able to go and eat at. So, yep, that's part of the plan. That's part of my new America 2.0. So that's one of the things that I want to let the homeless know, that we're working toward helping them out. We're trying to do something to benefit the homeless people in America. So we got some more people that are working on the commission that are helping to design ideas to help the homeless. So good things are happening. All right, homeless people, don't worry. We haven't forgot about you. We are working on it every day, even though we only talk about it one day a week. But we're working on it every day. So keep your chin up. Put your eyes to the sky and pray. Because everybody needs prayer. So keep your chin up. And keep looking upward, and maybe some blessings will come down and drop in the city. And that's a good thing. Yes, I'm always praying, so I'm always expecting good things to happen to me and to all of those that are listening on my radio show. So, yes, I am expecting great things to happen. For New America, that's America 2.0. Yep, that's my platform, America 2.0. And it's all good. All right, DJ Papa D, play a couple of more songs and then get back with me and let me know how much time we have remaining in the show, because I don't have my watch on, so I'm not keeping track. I'm just happy to be on the radio and listening to the music as you're playing some great songs for us to listen to. Okay, back to you and what you want to do, and we'll be back in the show in a minute.
watch them fall like dominoes, fall like dominoes.
On the website akcloset.org, and that's a woman that has clothes to give away to homeless people and to people that need clothes. She gives clothes away to men, women, and children. So she has a trailer full of clothes that she's interested in giving away. So go on the website akcloset.org and you tell them G Money sent you. There's a thrift store called Marty's Mart, and it's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and they have women's clothes and they have men's clothes. And they have children's clothes. And so if you go down there, you can get a good pick of clothes to wear so that you can be warm during the cold weather that we're getting ready to have. and it's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open Monday through Saturday. And you tell them G-Money sent you. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Well, it's toward the end of the show, but DJ Papa D, do you have some announcements for us today concerning events for the weekend for the homeless?
Okay, community events this weekend that support the homeless. Tomorrow, April 13th, there are two events. The first event is the Valley Vegas Saturday Morning Food Giveaway Ministry. And that happens at Valley Vegas Church tomorrow morning from 9:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. And Valley Vegas Church is located at 4500 Sahara Avenue. This event is sponsored by the Valley Vegas Church and the Emergency Food Assistance Program. And this happens every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 at the address 4500 Sahara Avenue. Also tomorrow morning, the Giving Project at the Courtyard, which happens from 9 a.m. until 10:30, 1401 Las Vegas Boulevard. And this is hosted by Street Dogs. They will be distributing pet food and supplies as well as human stuff. 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at 1401 Las Vegas Boulevard. That's it for this weekend. On Tuesday, April 16th, Pop-Up Project Homeless Connect is having an event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shadow Hills Downtown Church. And they are offering, in conjunction with the Hills Downtown, they are offering housing assistance, basic medical care, showers, clothing, legal support, benefit support, pet care, haircuts, and more. And that's it for events happening in Las Vegas.
Well, all right. Well, that's good information for my homeless listeners on the line and in the city. So that'll be it for today's broadcast. Yep, I hear the music. So it's time for me to say, I'll see you next week. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for his services. And thank my little brother, Big Nasty, for his promotions and his musical contribution to the show. Okay, well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to say I'll talk to you next week. I'll see you on Monday at 3 o'clock as we talk about some new events for the week. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.